עלי שור, חלק בייס, שין צדי א', פרק שביעי, פסח. סויס אסיס בשם תגן נפשי באלוהיקאי. I rejoice in השם, my soul rejoices in my God. כי יום נקום בליבי ושנז גאולי בא. There's a day of vengeance in my heart and the year of my redemption is coming. זוהי ההפטרה לשבס לפני ראש השנה. We say this in the הפטרה on Shabbos preceding Rosh Hashanah. וקורבתי עליכם למשפט והייסי עיד ממהר. I will draw near for judgment. I will be a hasty witness. הנה אנוכי שלח לכם את אליהו הנביא לפני בוא יהיה השם הגדול והנראה. Behold, I'm sending אליהו הנביא before the coming of the day of Hashem, that great and awesome day. זוהי ההפטרה לשבס הגדול. That's the הפטרה for the Shabbos preceding Pesach. נגיע נא בעצמנו, let us think to ourselves, האם לא היא מתאימה הפטרה סייס אסיס בשם לשבס הגדול? Is not the הפטרה of סייס אסיס, the one that speaks about rejoicing in Hashem, is that not more appropriate for שבס הגדול before פסח? זמן הסרבוס הכלל ישראל עם הקדוש ברוך הוא, the time when כלל ישראל joins with כלל ישראל, remember what you said in the end of the previous chapter, that the הגדה של פסח ends with שיר השירים, that's the song of love between כלל ישראל והקדוש ברוך הוא, so here too, it's a time when Klal Yisrael joins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Geulasei Mitzrayim and the redemption from Mitzrayim. Yoyeser me'asher le'Shabbos lifnei Yom HaDin HaGadol VaNeira. Is it not more appropriate than putting it on the Shabbos before the Day of Judgment, Rosh Hashanah? Conversely, v'haftaras v'koravti alechem la'mishpat v'oyisi eid me'maher, that haftarah that speaks about the judgment and Hashem being the witness v'lifnei bo Yom HaShem HaGadol VaNeira, that day of Hashem which is great and awesome, האם היא אינה מתאימה בדיוק לשבס לפני ראש השנה? Is that one not exactly appropriate and fitting for the Shabbos preceding ראש השנה? That's the question. אך קדמוינינו סידרו את ההפטרות כפי שסידרו. The ancient ones arranged the הפטרות as they did. וברור שיש לראות רמז לחג הקדוש הממשמש ובא. It's clear that one needs to see here the hint to חג הפסח which is coming. We read this on the Shabbos preceding Pesach, Be'vo yiyoyim Hashem HaGadol VaNeira. When the Haftarah speaks about the coming of the Day of Hashem, great and awesome, it's obvious that that's speaking about Pesach that's coming. V'anu zechrim es haklal. Remember the rule, the general idea that we spoke about? Oysah he'ara she'eira bizman geulas mitzayim. The same spiritual illumination that shone in the time of the Geulah in that year, here meira bechol shana ba'is hazman. It's the same illumination that illuminates every year at the time. Chazal put it this way, b'nisan nig'alu u'v'nisan asidim lehiga'il, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. So the author is hinting that perhaps Chazal don't necessarily mean that literally the Geulah has to come in Nisan. It can come any time. But it's the same he'ara. Whenever we will be redeemed, it will be the same light, the same spiritual illumination as it was in that original Nisan. והנה בעל ההגדה קבע בסיפור הגאולה. The בעל ההגדה tells us in relating the גאולה. ויוצאנו השם ממצרים ביד חזקה וזרוע נטויה ובמורה גדול. So that's the pasuk that we quote. Hashem took us out with a strong hand, stretched arm, and מוירה גדול, a great awesomeness. And the בעל ההגדה tells us, ובמוירה גדול זוי גילוי שכינה. When the pasuk speaks about a great awesomeness, it means a revelation of Hashem. כמו שנאמר, he quotes another pasuk, אוי הניסה אלוהים לבוא לקחס לו גוי מקרב גוי. Has it ever happened that a God has come to take a nation from within another nation, במסויס, באויסויס, ובמויפסים, with all sorts of miracles and wonders, ובמלחמה, וביד חזקה, with war, stretched hand, זו הנטייה, ובמוראים גדולים, great, fearful, awesome events, ככל אשר עשה לכם השם לקחם במצרים לעיניך, as Hashem did for you in Mitzrayim. כאן העמיד עשינו בעל ההגדה לעומק של יציאת מצרים, says the author. Here, the בעל ההגדה establishes for us the depth of יציאת מצרים. ובמוירה גדול, זוהי גילוי שכינה. מוירה גדול is a reference to the revelation of הקדוש ברוך הוא. זה נאמר על הרגע של חציס לילה, שבו היה גילוי זה. It's a reference to that moment of midnight when this revelation occurred. והיו בזה שני מוירים. There were two fearful things over here. האחד שמיס בחורס מצרים, one, the death of the בחורס of מצרים, והשני שישראל היו חיים כולם. The fact that Israel did not die. בחויריס מצרים, מה יעשו שלא יכלו לסבול את הגילוי הנראה הזה? בחויריס מצרים died because they could not bear this awesome revelation. It was just too intense, too powerful, and they died. ודווקא בחויריס מצרים, it's not by accident. It's specifically the firstborns who died, שהם ראשיס הבית, the firstborn by definition, the beginning of the household, the first, so to speak, produce of the house. ויש להם יסי קרבה לרוחניוס. As such, they are closer to spiritual things. ולכן הם הרגישו יסי בגילוי. They were more sensitive to this revelation and therefore died. Others who are not as sensitive, they're more opaque, so they didn't die. והמוירה הגדול השני היה בישראל. So the great second fearful thing was among the Jewish people, שהם סבלו יסי גילוי. They did bear this revelation. And ממנו נסעלו. Not only did they just bear it and survive, once the author seems to be saying that once a person survives this, it also raises him. As a very rough analogy, once a person goes through a certain illness but survives it, so he goes to another level. So here too, from that moment they rose to the great purpose. That was a moment of redemption. כל המכויס למצרים והניסים לישראל, all the plagues that fell upon Mitzrayim, and all the ניסים that occurred for Israel, היו הכנה לרגע זה ולגילוי זה. There were preparation for this moment, this revelation. ובני ישראל יוצאים ביד רמה, they went out with this, that's a difficult expression in the Torah, ביד רמה. Rashi explains, בגבורה גבוהה ומפורסמת, with a might that was high and open, public. גיבורים נהיו, גבוהים נהיו, מפורסמים נהיו. They became mighty, high, well-known. ברגע אחד נהפכו מעבדים קטני מוח לעם גדול. In one moment they were transformed from small-minded slaves into a great nation. נסגלה שיעור כל מעשה של הכלל ישראל באיזה רגע. In that moment, the stature of כלל ישראל was revealed. שיעור קוימה זה הוא שערים את הכלל ישראל למדרגה שגלים ניקוי למעלה מן הטבע. So this stature, that Bnei Yisrael were lifted to a level that's normally called Lemale Min HaTeva, above nature. Zoi HaMadriga SheNeemar Aleha, regarding this level, the Novi Yirmiyahu in Perek Beis says, Zocharti Lach Chesed Neuraich, Hashem says, I remember the Chesed of your youth, Ahavas Klo Yisayich, the love of the wedding, Lechteich Acharai Bamidbar Be'eretz Yisrael, the fact that you followed me into a wilderness. הלכו למדבר בלי לשאול מה יאכלו מה ישתו שם. They just went out into a wilderness without questions. How are we going to support our children? כי במצב של למעלה מן הטבע אינם שואלים שאלויס. In that state, in that stature of למעלה מן הטבע, above nature, there are no questions. כל הגילויים שהשיג הכלל ישראל, all of these גילויים, all of these great levels that they attained, לא נתאפשרו אלא על ידי הסגלות זה של שיעור קומסם, It was only made possible through this revelation of the stature at midnight of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, they were propelled to a much higher level. Lachen kol hachagim shelanim zecher l'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, every chag that we have, we always say in the tefillah, in the kiddush, that it's a zecher l'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rak b'shiur komaseh ha-mushlam yachol haya am Yisrael l'geshes l'kabalas ha-Torah b'har Sinai. It's only with that perfect stature that Am Yisrael can go towards receiving the Torah in Har Sinai, לכן שבועיס זכר ליציאת מצרים. שבועיס is a memorial for יציאת מצרים. רק עם בעל שיעור קוימה כי ישראל מסוגל לסיימן לקדושה סיום של ראש השנה, שהוא נראה והיום. It's only a nation with a stature of ישראל that can rise to the קדושה of הדלק ראש השנה, which is נראה והיום, awesome. ולכן גם יום הזיכרון זכר ליציאת מצרים. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we also say זכר ליציאת מצרים. Even though, historically, there isn't an obvious parallel, but it's only with that boost given to us, with that moment of Geulah that gave us that stature, only with that can we approach the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. And in it's called זכר ליציאת מצרים. ואפילו יום הכיפורים שבו מסיימים הכלל ישראל בשובסו לעלמא דחירו, even יום הכיפורים, where כלל ישראל rises, ascends through תשובה, to what's called Alma Dechiru, the nation of liberty, Asher Misham Hi Selicha Mechila V'Chapara. This is where they attain, achieve Selicha in Mechila V'Chapara. Hu Chazara Le'Oiz Eshiu Koma. Even that is not something new. It's a return to that original stature Shezachulu B'Chatzis Le'il Pesach that they earned on the midnight of Leil Pesach. V'gam hu zecher litzias mitzayim. On Yom Kippurim it's also zecher litzias mitzayim. Harei yetzias mitzayim hi asherish l'tira l'malchuyos. The yetzias mitzayim is the root for Torah, that's Shavuos, malchuyos Rosh Hashanah, lis shuvah v'chapara, that's Yom Kippur, v'chulan mazkirois u'mchayos tamid mechadash. They always re-energize, we would say, and they remind us constantly anew, mechadash, the revelation of the greatness of Klal Yisrael on that night. That explains, this is not the answer we've given to that original question regarding the Haftarah. It is appropriate to speak about Boyem Hashem HaGadol V'Hanoira in all of these issues. Onwards. Nichnasnu L'Dvarim G'dolim V'Hanoiraim Ki'ilu Hem Peshutim. We've entered into words that are awesome and deep and profound, as if they were simple and straightforward. V'Nigashnu Alehem B'li Kol Hakdamos. We approach them without any introductions. Samachnu ala mivin shiyirei ki advarim noiraim ba'im kam. We relied on the understanding person that he will see for himself that these words are awesome in their depth. Achshav na'amik oid v'apam naschil meha'adam. We'll go even deeper still, and we'll begin from the individual. Ha'maharal mivi midrash. The Maharal cites the following midrash. Bizchus shenisnasa Avraham ba'asara nisyonos. In that merit, Avraham successfully went through 10 nisyonos. Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu asara negaim al Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought 10 plagues upon the Mitzrayim. V'hu mevair, the Maharal explains, asara nisyonos nisnasa Avraham kedei livchoin amitus atzmoi. He was tested with 10 challenges to test the truth of himself. Ki lifamim mar'e adam atzmoi tzadik ve'inu be'emes tzadik, rak shen eken. Sometimes a person shows himself, he appears to be a tzadik, but he's not truly so. Hashem tested him with these 10 trials in order to ascertain his real, true self. Asiri, the 10th, always connotes the innermost core, as he explained before. Until his essence was tested, which is a total test. Similarly, says the Maharal, Kasha hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMakois al Mitzrayim, hevi eser makois. It wasn't a number chosen randomly, it was specifically 10 plagues, kedei shetei hamakab amitus atzman shel Mitzrayim, so that that final plague would be directly in their innermost core. Uva makah ha'asiris hegi hamakah le'etzem Mitzrayim, that's what he did, v'hi makas b'choreis, of course. V'ra'u yela ish ha'maskil, v'esiv bazeh haskel v'das, and the Maharal concludes, it's appropriate to an intelligent person to add to this, to elaborate on this. This is in Gvoris Hashem, Perik Nun Zayin. The author says, Hamaral osen lanu kan musag. The Maharal gives us a concept, an idea. Be'eze ma'amakim pagu ha'makuis. What depth the plagues hit. Shebezoi achazo higiu Yosef Yisrael adam atzmoi. One after the next, gradually they came closer and closer to the essence of the individual. Ad shemakas b'choyis pag'a b'amitus atzmav shel mitzim. Until makas b'choyis impinged on the very core, the very essence of the mitzim. Ha'adam atzmoi zehu ha'ani shelu, his eye. Umay amitus atzmoi, what is the truth of himself, that inner core? Harei Rabbi Yisrael gilalno, Rabbi Yisrael reveals, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant reveals, she'eshnam b'adam koichos me'irim ve'koichos kim. These are terms that he uses in Or Yisrael in Siman Vav. He calls them the illuminating forces and the dark forces. Hu she'anachnu kurim hayom muda ve'imuda. It's what today we refer to by the terms conscious and subconscious. That's what Rabbi Yisrael refers to there. If you see in context, you'll see referring to the conscious and the subconscious. Rov hamachashavos misrakmos beimuda. Most of our thoughts take shape in the subconscious. V'sham ekanenim haretzonos amukim b'yisrael. That's where our deepest desires dwell. Be'oimek zeh hu amitus atzmo shel adam. It's there, in that depth, that the real, true self of the person resides. One of the first nisyonos of Avraham Avinu was the furnace. Is it a small thing? Is this something just to shrug off that he allowed himself to be thrown into Kivshan HaEsh for his emunah? We would say he gave himself over to die. He was moisa nefesh, moisa himself. But still, still, Relatively, that's what lefi erech means there. Relatively speaking, it was a nisayon kal in comparison to the coming nisyonis. Verak ha'acharoin, ha'akida, only the last one, only the akida, paga b'amitis etzma, only that nisayon actually impinged on the true self of Avraham. Avraham avinu alav ha'shalem tzipa kol kach lelidas Yitzchak avinu alav ha'shalem. He anticipated, looked forward so much to the birth of Yitzchak, ki horatze le'amid esaklal Yisrael ha'olma kedusha. He wanted more than anything to be the one who establishes klal Yisrael, this concept of the nation that is chosen and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kesheneema lo yikachna es binecha, when he was told, take your son, etc. Nisbatla b'yoid'in ha'tikva le'akamas olma kedusha. Knowingly, this hope for establishing the Makdusha was negated. He knew it was explicit. And not only that, v'yachad im zeh ya tzech lichboish rachamav al bnei yechido, he had to suppress his compassion for his son, shelolado b'yosef ben me'a shana, that was born to him in his late age. V'zeh acharei nichbid, that made it much more difficult. Ki rachamei ha'av hem him emeitus etzmo, because the compassion of the father also comes from his true self. As we say in the Zichroinois, for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, he suppressed his compassion in order to do Hashem's will. That was the test that really touched Amitus Atzmoi. Tish'as HaMakois, correspondingly, this is the Midrash that the Maharal is quoting, the nine plagues, Shepag'u b'Mitzrayim, that impinged upon Mitzrayim, Yaradu al Me'emea, so it afflicted the waters, Arza, the land, Tevuasa, the grain, Behemoyser, the livestock, Ubivsa Adam, and the people's bodies, the flesh. Makas Bechores Paga Mitus Atzman. But Makas Bechores impinged their true selves, Berachameha Avois Abnehem. It impinged on that point where the parents have compassion for the children. Achkva Amanu, we said already earlier, the death of the firstborn was a consequence of that awesome revelation at midnight. The Mitzrayim could not withstand this revelation, this plague, and they drove away the Jewish people. Bo'ure, come and see something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar in Parashas Va'era, V'ani Akshe Es Lev Paroi, I will harden his heart. I will multiply my signs, my wonders through the land of Mitzrayim. Uvi'er haramban, kayu chatzi ha-makois alav befishoi. Half the makois, five of them, came upon Paroi in his pesha, it was his fault. Kiloi nemar bain rak v'yichazek lev paroi. All it says there, v'yichazek lev paroi, the heart of Paroi was strong, hardened his heart. He wasn't willing to send them lichvod Hashem. Aval kasher gavru ha-makois alav, when the makois became hard to bear, he was weary, so he couldn't bear them anymore. Rach liboy, his heart softened. He was considering sending them because of the weight, the heaviness, the intensity of the makois. He wasn't doing it because he wished now to do the will of his creator. It was just to get relief. This is what it means here, the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his spirit stronger. Made his heart stronger. The author says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Ramban is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the strength to withstand the makois. V'yesh la'avin. So let's understand. Why did this strength not stand him in good stead to bear makas bechoreis? We can't answer simply that Hashem removed that hakshachas liboy, and we don't apply any akshes lev paroi to the last makah. Because then we would go back to square one. He would not be sending out Bnei Yisrael because of his creator, but only because of the makah. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it. The depth of the matter is this. When that makah impinged on his true self, as we said before, together with that tremendous awe of the revelation, He negated his own agenda in his true self before his creator. V'neichach ki ein lo shum b'rira b'olam. He realized that he has no choice whatsoever ela l'shelcham l'chvoid b'rira b'roi. He had to send them not because he wanted relief, but in honor of the creator. Zeu oimek ma'alachan shel ha'makos. That's the deep process of the makos. Ha'ma'aral ramazlu. That last sentence in the Ma'aral that you quoted, that an intelligent person should elaborate over here. Shira'ui la'osif b'zeh haskel v'das. It's appropriate over here to elaborate on this idea. V'af'anu nishtadel l'hamshich b'dakoi. We're going to try to make an effort to continue his path, and to see further wondrous things. Aseres hamakos sherdu al Mitzrayim ayu asara nisim liYisrael. The 10 plagues that came upon Mitzrayim were correspondingly 10 miracles for Bnei Israel. Shehem loy nifkeu mamakos. They were not harmed by the makos. V'nitzarech lavin. So we need to understand ki gam b'nisim haya oisem malach b'makos. That on this side of the coin, in the Nisim, there was the same process as in the Makois. Shem hiskervu Yosef Yisrael amitus etzma shel Yisrael. The Makois, or rather the Nisim that occurred to Bnei Israel with each Makah, grew gradually closer to the true self of Israel, ad shaneisa asiri yischole mamash b'amitus etzmam, to the point where that 10th miracle in Makas Bechorois happened in their true selves. Uv Moira Gadol Zagilu Shechina, we quoted this before, Moira Gadol, when the Pasuk says this, refers to a revelation of Hashem, Baal Agada mevi al zera'ya bimakom acher. The Baal Agada brings a raya from another Pasuk, Veshanama, Uv Moira'im Gedoilim. It says it in the plural. Hari Moira Echad, Shehu Shnaim. It's one revelation which splits into two, bifurcates. Moira Gadol Amitzim Shemesu Bechorahim. So it was such a great awesomeness for the Mitzrim that the Bechorim could not withstand it and died. Umira gadol Yisrael sheloi meisu bechorim, and a great fearful event for Bnei Israel in that their bechorim did not die. Uma pa'al hanes hazeh b'amitus atzma. So what effect did this miracle have on their true selves? Hevei omer gilui hashechina hisached im nishmasim shel Yisrael. The answer is that that revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became bound up, became unified, fused with the neshamos of Yisrael. When his galalei masod gadol, what was revealed to them is the most that profound idea. Ki kutshabrichu v'Yisrael chadu, as Chazal say, kutshabrichu v'Yisrael are one. That they are really bound up in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zeu is galus shiur k'maseh shel haklal Yisrael b'chatzos laila. This is what we referred to earlier, before we had this inside. This revelation that they were bound up and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael is really one. That revelation is that statue that we spoke about before of Klal Yisrael at midnight of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Asher me'ata, from now on, etzem ma'osam rotzenam, the very essence, the very will is la'ases ma'asem v'lichyes chayim l'chvod Yetzias, is to live for the Creator. Zehu oimek inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is really the deep inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Me'ata yuvan ma'amar Haggadah. With this we can understand better the statement, the famous statement of the Haggadah. ויצאנו השם ממצרים מתוק הסעת, לא על ידי מלאך, ולא על ידי שרף, ולא על ידי שליח, no intermediaries, אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא בכבודו ובעצמו. It was הקדוש ברוך הוא himself, etc. ועוברתי בארץ מצרים, בלילה הזה, the הגדה קורץ הפסוק, I will pass through the land on that night, אני ולא מלאך, I am not a מלאך, ויקייסי חול בחוים בארץ מצרים, אני ולא שרף, ובכל אלוהים מצרים אעשה שבטים, I will judge them, אני השם, אני ולא השליח, אני השם ולא אחר. That's the key of here. חידוש גדול יש כאן. כי להקויס כל בכל היה צריך אפילו שרף שהוא מלאך גדול מאוד. To strike every בכויר, it wasn't necessary to use a שרף, which is a very high level of a מלאך. ברזי מלאך יש מלאך המוויס. That's מלאך המוויס does this routinely. גם לשבטים באלוהי מצרים הם מספיק מלאך. Also to judge the gods of מצרים, a מלאך would have been sufficient. אולם להגיע לאמיתוס עצמם של בני ישראל ומצרים. But to reach that inner core, that true self of בני ישראל ומצרים, לזה היה צריך כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו לבוא. Only הקדוש ברוך הוא can do such a thing. רק הוא יסבורך לבדו, היה יכול לגרום לסבטלוס פרעוי לכבוד ברעוי, ויסחדוס בני ישראל ומשנה. Only הקדוש ברוך הוא by himself can cause פרעוי to be mevatel himself before his creator, and to cause בני ישראל to bind themselves up with the Shekhinah. Adkan.